Good morning. It is July 6, 2017. The time is 5:34 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside on this Thursday morning. We're up with the morning coffee, and we're here for episode 6 of Something to Think About. My voice, my audio, social media, because I posted up there on that program formerly known as Audio Boo, as well as on Anchor. This is Something to Think About, and I'm at Fireman Rich, who you can follow over there on Twitter. That's my mainstay on the social media, where I am a social media observer and social media enthusiast. I'm also a retired firefighter, but that's another story. Something to think about in just a few. And good morning. We're getting our day started here with the morning coffee and getting this set up here. Had it broke down, had to reset up my iPad mini here. I said, why am I not getting any sound? I'm not getting any sound. And it's like, well, you got to have the right plugs in the right holes, I guess. Square peg, square hole. Square peg doesn't go in round hole. But we are here, and I want to say good morning to you all for the sixth episode of Something to Think About, where I give you the thought of the day, along with an additional thought of the day, I guess, in quote. And I just posted my initial thought of the day that gets me going, gets me charged. I read something and it's like, wow, need to post this. And I guess I'm using these two platforms, program formerly known as Audio Boo, as well as Anchor, to sort of post it up there, audio, my voice on this thing called the internet. And if you draw inspiration, that's great. And I want to say right off the bat here, before we do get to the thought of the day, we do have viewership. No, not viewership, because you listen to this. We have listenership. We do have some listeners here, and I want to say I greatly appreciate it. We have some repeat listeners, and all I can say is thank you very much. The analytics on Anchor is great to let me know who's listening to this, as well as the numbers there on that program formerly known as Audio Boo. And I've always said, if I get one or two, three people listen, it's well worth my time. And as far as our thought for today this morning, initially here just a few moments ago, actually about 10 minutes ago, winners take responsibility, losers blame others. And that's from a gentleman that is sort of modern day. It's Brett Hume, who is an American television journalist and a political commentator. And I really like this guy's outlook on things. He's a very seasoned journalist, and I really enjoy what he has to say. And I say that quote there is, and thought for the day, is very powerful in the fact that we shouldn't be blaming others. We need to take responsibility, and you become a winner. We're going to be, we all have trials and tribulations through this life. And again, if you think I'm talking BS, I'm talking BS. That's your prerogative. But I'm a strong believer that if I make a mistake, I'm going to take responsibility, because I'm going to build on that that mistake to become a winner and become a better person and the like. So I think that's a very good modern day quote from Mr. Brett Hume. Let's see, our second edition quote comes from someone really, really back in the day, and that's a gentleman named, let me see if I can pronounce this right, Epictetus, who is a Greek philosopher. And his thought, end quote, "From this instant on, vow to stop disappointing yourself. Separate yourself from the mob. Decide to be extraordinary and do what you need to do now." Those are some very powerful words, too, when you put it in conjunction with the previous thought for the day, because it's basically get off your keister and do yourself the right thing in getting things done, and don't follow the crowd. And I'm a believer that you shouldn't be part of the crowd. You know, it's good to be part of the crowd for good things and whatnot, but it's always good to be separate from that crowd to a certain degree. You know, you got to be flexible, multitasking and stuff like that. So I think it makes you a better, more rounder person. So two great, great thoughts for the day for this. Something to think about. A couple of quotes there to think about today. Coffee's good this morning. I'm sort of switching back and forth. I was out on the stone step porch yesterday morning. I could have been out there this morning, but we're getting the humidity back here in the southern tier of upstate New York. So it's just as easy just to do this. And I like using the CAD. What is this? The CAD U37 mic there that gives me, I guess from what my daughter has told me listening to my audio here, I have a radio voice or so. I think everybody has a radio voice, but you got to do the audio. And I'm having fun, like I've said, doing this thought for the day. And these are two very great thoughts for the day. The one from Brett Hume, where let's see, winners take responsibility, losers blame others. And then the one from Epictetus, "From this instant on, vow to stop disappointing yourself. Separate yourself from the mob. Decide to be extraordinary and do what you need to do now." Very powerful when you say them. And it's got me charged now. And that's the whole reason of this, something to think about. Present a quote, thought for the day, in a manner of speaking, to get you charged, to get you pumped up, because I've been doing these, throwing them on Twitter every morning when I get up, and I think this is just something extra. When you hear the quote from somebody speaking it, it gives it a little bit more context than just reading it. And that's the whole objective here, to it's sort of like someone reciting poetry. You may not know this person or whatever, and they recite poetry, but the way they recite it, and just to hear the audio, the voice itself, gets you all pumped up. So, but we have the outro coming in here, so we are at our time limit here of 10 minutes or thereabouts. So I have to exit stage left here, get my day started, and I hope you are all great, or have a great day today, wherever you may be on this blue marble. And I appreciate the listens again, and you all have a great one. Live life, have fun, tweet on Twitter and have fun too. I like Twitter, but live life, have fun. You all have a great one. We'll see you in the next episode of Something to Think About. Ciao for now.